Hello, this is the talk for St John's Church, Birkdale, on June the 5th, 2022. And this morning's talk was written and delivered by Roy Doran. And my name is Tim Wright, and I am recording this on behalf of Roy. And of course, today is Pentecost Sunday. And the theme this morning was, would you like a gift better than any gift you've ever received before? Happy birthday, one and all, for today marks the birth of the church, which happened more than 2,000 years ago. And of course, the birth of the church happened at Pentecost. And in church this morning, Roy had a gift for anyone who would like to come up to the front and receive it. Roy was a bit nervous that nobody would respond, but somebody did. It was Alex Vernon. And he went to the front and unwrapped a present. And the present was a lovely box of Milk Tray chocolates. And Roy said to Alex, well, this gift, Alex, is not for you alone, so you cannot keep it to yourself. If you do, then nobody else will benefit. So you need to make steps to offer the gift to others, because if you don't, then they'll never know how good it is to receive it. So no one will really benefit. And Roy gave Alex the instruction to share the chocolates at the end of the service. And I've got to say he did that because I ate three of them. The reading today is from Acts 2, verse 1 to 21, which I'll read now. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all in one place together. And suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in the other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene. Visitors from Rome, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, what does this mean? Some, however, made fun of them and said, they've just had too much wine. And then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will turn to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. You might remember in Acts 1, verses 1 to 11, the reading from Ascension Day, where Luke records the words that Jesus gave to the disciples to go and wait for the gift the Father was going to give them. And this gift was to be the Holy Spirit. Well, the disciples were obedient, and as promised, they were filled with specific spiritual gifts. One of the particular gifts they received were languages, which enabled them to go out to particular areas of the world so that they could share the gospel, or the good news, if you like, of Jesus, and offering people the way to receive salvation. Another of the gifts was the gift of prophecy, and yet another specific wonders or miracles of healing. Whatever was necessary for the work they were being called to do, well, they were given the gifts and ability to carry out the work the Lord was calling them to do. I'm sure you remember me mentioning the gift of chocolates in the service that Roy gave to Alex. The thing is, that whole box of chocolates was made up of different scents and different flavours. And this is a similar point that I'm trying to get over to you this morning, that the Lord will give you specific gifts for the work he calls you to do. And then all of the gifts working together will make the church a vibrant, exciting and fulfilling place to be for all those who want a share in its life. It's something you may not have experienced in the past, but it is something which you can experience now and in the future. But there are some conditions. And these are that we need to be waiting and willing to wait for the Lord for the gift that he wants to give you. How do you think the disciples would spend their time as they waited for the Lord? Prayer, perhaps? Fasting? The important factor in this is that they actually did wait and wait for the Lord, because the Lord's timing was perfect and the gifts they received were very specific and very special. The disciples didn't run away and think to themselves that it wasn't for them. They were obedient. And after they had received the Holy Spirit's gifts, they unwrapped, if you like, or tested the gift, and then were obedient and did what the Lord had told them to do. If it wasn't for them and for many other faithful Christian men and women throughout the generations over this last 2,000 or so years, you and I would not have any hope of salvation in and through Jesus Christ, because nobody would have told us about him. We would be lost in the sinful world in which we live, with no eternal hope. There are thousands of people in our own community, in our own time, who have either very little or absolutely no real living faith. And that's evident here and in many churches because of the empty pews and seats Sunday by Sunday. Just like the first disciples, the tasks they faced were massive and somewhat daunting, but they were faithful to their calling and their gifts which the Holy Spirit had blessed them with. Likewise, we today should be challenged to open our hearts to the Holy Spirit and the gifts that he wants us to bestow. On the gifts that he wants to bestow on us, so that the work of the Lord can continue here in this place and in this town. We need to be open to discovering the gifts that God has got in store for us and then use them for the extension of his kingdom. I ask you all to taste and see. Not just tasting and seeing the chocolates that were in church this morning, but taste and see what the Holy Spirit has got planned for you, or should I say, planned for us here in St. John's. And collectively, with individuals being Spirit-filled and led, and when we put all of that together with everybody else, we will see the fruits of the Spirit become a real part of this church's life. Without the fruits of the Spirit, we are just religious people, like the ones who criticise the disciples. And if that's the case, then, well, we might as well just put the key in the door, lock it up and say to ourselves, well, that was nice, but that was that. But if we do seek the Spirit of God individually and collectively, we can turn religion into a real, living, personal relationship with Jesus, where working together, we can help the people of Birkdale be better prepared to face into the challenges that the world has in store for us. And whilst we face into those challenges, we can also be challenged ourselves as God pours out his blessings and then draws them to himself. It can be a life-changing experience for one and for all. Amen.